when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
That look of half surprise, so innocent, so wise. I know those eyes by heart. I know your smile by heart. And when it's this naive, there's something up your sleeve. I know that smile by heart. You're lean, you're lithe, you're delightfully blithe, disgracefully full of grace. So clean, so neat, so deceitfully sweet is every feature of your face. And what's more, I know your heart by heart. It's light as a feather, tougher than leather. So I'll go on wondering whether we should be together or apart. For I know your heart by heart. Yeah, it's light as a feather, stronger than leather. So I'll go on wondering whether we should be together or apart. For I know your heart, your cheating heart. I know your heart by 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 heart.
Mm. And if you're a Big Show fan, you know that song by heart. You know a lot of other songs by Larry Hart. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of our Broadway studio downtown. And that, of course, was Mel Torme, one of the great, memorable voices of the 20th century. And he was such a polymath. He was so fabulous in every aspect of pop music that the only way I could do justice to his work on Schubert Alley was to invite another polymath pianist talent to the studio, the one, the only, Eric Comstock. Welcome.
There'll be no living with me now. I've never been accused. The clammy hand of polymath has never touched my shoulder till this moment, Larry. It's a joy to be with you, but don't oversell me.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to sell a little Mel Torme as we go. So I know that you're a big fan of Mel Torme, as are we all. And in preparing this show, which will be all Mel, you know, front, back, and center, I was astonished at the range of Broadway material he covered. I mean, we all know him to be a great composer and lyricist and also a jazz artist, but he loved the Broadway canon.
He was an extremely erudite man, though not an educated man. He didn't even finish high school and moved to Los Angeles and began singing with people like Artie Shaw and Chico Marx as a drummer.
Yes, our audience can't see it, but I'm wearing a Chico Marx T-shirt in that. So tell us about that strange thing. He started in L.A. with Chico's touring band or what?
Actually, before that, when he grew up on the south side of Chicago, he's of Russian heritage. His dad was a butter and egg man in the south side of Chicago, kind of a rough neighborhood. And when he was so clearly a prodigy that at the age of 4, his parents took him to the Black Hawk restaurant, where there was a very famous Midwestern swing band called the Coon Sanders Orchestra. And little Mel, in his sailor top and tam o' shanter, sang along to all the songs and drummed the table. And the leader said, "That young man seems very shrewd. Let's get him up here." And Mel said, "Do you know, you're driving me crazy." And, of course, the band knew, "You're driving me crazy." And he sang "You're Driving Me Crazy," and they hired him. He was 4. Every Monday night, he went and sang, and he was just this novelty act. And, of course, the family was invited, and it was for the princely sum of $15 each Monday, and, most importantly, dinner for the family. That was a big deal in 1929.
Well, sure. He sounds like he was like the white Sammy Davis Jr. Practically, he was that talented.
He didn't really tap, but he did a lot of other things damn well.
Well, let's tap into one of his earliest songs, which is when he's working with the Meltones, which is a sort of post-World War II vocal group.
These were kids at Los Angeles High School that he linked up with, and he wrote all the vocal arrangements. And as you know, the vocal arrangements are modern and brilliant.
Well, Irving Berlin, big hit in the 1940s. Let's hear Mel tackle it.
I'm a lucky man.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Well, all right. Got no mansion, got no yacht.
Still I'm happy with what I've got.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine
makes it a lovely day. Me the Milky Way.
Hey, no checkbooks, no banks.
I wanna express my thanks.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, hey,
I'm all right.
Well, Eric, we're creeping out of the 1940s as an era where people like Billy Eckstine and Sammy Davis starts, and of course Sinatra's great years are about to begin. Where does Mel fit into the sort of beginning of the 50s musically?
Well, Mel, one of the interesting things about Mel's career is he maintained a very successful career despite the fact that he jumped from record label to record label. We all know about Sinatra having the great falling out with Columbia and later with Capitol. But, I mean, compared to Mel, he was extremely consistent. So Mel, I think the record we just heard is on a very little Los Angeles label called Musicraft Records. And then Johnny Mercer signed him to Capitol. He was among the first artists at Capitol, which was a little upstart startup in California. And eventually he just found that the Velvet Fog stereotype they were trying to thrust on him, he wasn't happy. He knew that he had a jazz singer longing to get out, and he was getting very tired. By the way, you know, he had two other nicknames bestowed upon him. He hated Velvet Fog, we all know that, but the other two he actually kind of enjoyed. He was known as Mr. Butterscotch, and best of all, the kid with the gauze in his jaws.
Wow.
So by the time he got to Capitol Records and recorded what we're about to hear, he was beginning to chafe at the stereotype of being always the very creamy, foggy Mel Torme.
Well, if you find the wrong metadata on iTunes, as one often does, he's often listed as the Velvet Frog. It happens. Anyway, here he is, as far as I know, the first male singer to tackle this Rodgers and Hart classic about 9 years after it was appeared on Broadway.
I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? She is cold, I agree. She can laugh, but I love it. Although the love's on me, I'll sing to her each spring to her, and long for the day when I'll cling to her, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? Spring to her, and long for the day when I cling to her, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I.
Rodgers and Hart tune, and I'd like to do this completely alone at the piano. Once again, may I beg the very kind indulgence of your attention. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Nobody's heart belongs to me. Hi-ho, who cares? Nobody writes her songs to me. No one belongs to me. That's the least of my cares. I may be sad at times and disinclined to play, but it's not bad at times to go your own sweet way. Nobody's arms belong to me, no arms feel strong to me. I admire the moon as a moon, just a moon. Nobody's heart belongs to me today.
Mel Torme, also at the piano, again, a very Eric Comstockian talent that he had. So he was a major fixture. Where now? We're talking about the early 1950s. Was he L.A., Chicago, New York?
He lived in Beverly Hills for decades after he moved out from Chicago as a kid. But the period we're talking about, and I should mention that a recent book I read recently that I adored was called Broadway to Main Street by Lawrence Maslon. And
wait, here's $5. Okay, go ahead.
In it, I learned that Mel's record of Bewitched that we just heard actually was perhaps key to its becoming a major standard. And as you said, perhaps the first ever male vocal version. Well, I did not know that. And I learned a lot in that book, and I love it. When we get to Nobody's Heart, that was in a nightclub on the Sunset Strip called The Crescendo, run by a guy called Gene Norman, and lots of great jazz artists appeared there. And by then, Mel had left Capitol Records and was on a struggling independent label called Bethlehem Records. And he made, in my opinion, I'm sure you agree, Larry, some of his greatest records at Bethlehem Records, such as the Dektet album.
Now, Marty Page's Dektet we're going to hear next. That was a sort of Californian sort of brand of jazz that was sort of Jerry Mulligan style back in that era.
It was actually, its original provenance was Miles Davis's Birth of the Cool record, and Mulligan loved that, and actually one of the tunes on the album he wrote. And then the key is that it's obviously 10 pieces, but it's also pianoless, which added a very cool, and yes, it's kind of the essence of the Pacific Coast and jazz and being barefoot and listening to jazz.
Wow. Well, let's hear Mel Torme use another one of his skills to sort of change up the lyrics. Another great Rodgers and Hart tune. I hope you recognize it.
Some funny folks like to shoot off rockets. Others like to pick your pockets. Some of them keel when they feel the earth. Others go in for perjury. I too have a passion which I can't understand. It comes out when I hear a band. I like to recognize the tune. I like to savvy what the band is playing. I keep saying, must you bury the tune? I got to know the answer soon. Is it the cat meowing in the attic? Is it static? Must you bury the tune? A guy named Buddy plays the drums like thunder, but
but the melody is 6 feet under. There isn't anyone immune. They've killed the Billy Roses and Buccinis. Don't be meanies. Must you bury the tune? Like to recognize the tune. So many crazy sounds around the new list. Where's the melody? I never recognize the tune whenever guys are playing but the coolest. A guy named Buddy plays the drums like thunder, but the melody is 6 feet under. There isn't anyone immune. They've killed the Billy Roses and Buccinis. Don't be meanies. Must you bury the tune? I'd give a million if I could hear one melody that's free and clear. Why must you bury the tune?
Are celebrating Mel Torme on Schubert Alley in this episode of Broadway to Main Street, and what better companion could we have for that tour than Eric Comstock? And now we get to what we see, perhaps the gold standard of Mel Torme's work on Broadway, or Broadway songbook?
Yes, I think so too, Larry. It's he left Bethlehem Records after making some wonderful records, including the one we just heard, which has the famous recording of Lulu's Back in Town on it, and he moved to Verve, Norman Granz's behemoth Los Angeles-based label that Ella Fitzgerald, I mean, Norman Granz in many respects Svengali'd Ella Fitzgerald and turned her into the first lady of song with those 8 wonderful songbooks. So Mel got on that label, obviously thrilled to be with one of his vocal idols on the same label, and made this great record in 1960 called Mel Torme Swings Schubert Alley.
Mm-hmm. And his genius, I would say, is to take these songs, which were gold standards by that point, and as a musician, he sort of goes inside them and turns them inside out, yet they're everything they were and yet so much more. So was that his skill as an arranger or all of the above? What do you think?
I think even though Mel was no slouch in the ego department, I mean, even for show business, he had a very healthy opinion of himself, and of course he had plenty to be vain about, I guess, musically and in his talent. But he did, his vision, I think, was that it was the 10 pieces, the decktet, and he was the 11th piece. He,
wow.
The voice really is blended in with the orchestration, and he loves the band to play. It's not a quick solo and then back to the vocalist. He showed actually a great deal of humility in wanting to have that thing where he is utterly inside the tune, and of course he and Marty Page co-wrote these arrangements, and as we know, Mel writes lots of little extra bits, and there are little shout choruses, as we say in jazz, and it is the high watermark, I think, of his recording career, and certainly where Broadway music is concerned.
Well, so let's start off with Frank Lesser.
Once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever fascinated by her, sets your heart on fire to stay. Once you're kissed by Amy, tear up your list, it's Amy. Ply her with bonbons, poetry and flowers, moon a million hours away. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold. Loves a girl and later thinks it over, and just quits cold. But once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy. Ever and ever, sweetly a romancer, trouble is the answer will be that Amy'd rather stay in love with me. Once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy. I'm always fascinated by her. Amy sets my heart on fire. Once you're kissed by Amy, tear up your list, it's Amy. Ply her with candy and with flowers. Amy wails away for hours. Trouble is the answer will be that Amy'd rather stay in love with me. Little Amy's in love with me, boy. I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eye. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night, blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I don't wanna cry, wanna croon, want to laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eye. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon. That old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night, blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Oh, devil moon.
Man, Mel Torme takes you everywhere. He had such an affinity for this category of song, but I think Cy Coleman in particular, maybe because Cy was also a trained jazz pianist, they overlap in such an amazing way.
They're very close in age, and they were very good friends. And there actually is a record later in Mel's career where Cy plays for him on one track, and it's terrific. And I think we're going to hear one of the Wildcat ones.
Hey, look me over, lend me an ear. Fresh out of clover, mortgaged up to here. Don't pass the plate, folks, don't pass the cup, cause figure whenever you're down and out, only way is up and I'll be up like a rosebud, high on the vine. Don't thumb your nose, bud, take a tip from mine. When I'm a little bit short of the elbow room, let me get me some. And look out, everybody, here I come. Look me over, lend me an ear. Fresh out of clover and mortgaged up to here. Don't pass the plate, folks, don't pass the cup, cause I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up, and I'm gonna be up, 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 like a rosebud, high, 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 on the vine, man. Don't thumb your nose, bud, take a tip from mine. Well, I'm a little bit short of the elbow room, let me get me some, and look out, everybody, here I come. Hey, look me over, lend me an ear. Well, I'm fresh out of poverty, baby, and I'm mortgaged up to here. Don't you go and pass the plate, don't you dare to pass the cup, because I figure whenever you're down and out, only way is up, and I'm gonna be up, up like a rosebud, high on the vine. And don't thumb your nose, pretty baby, take a tip from mine. Well, I'm a little bit short of that elbow room, let me get me some. And look out, Shorty Roger, look out, Shelly Man, look out, Lou Levy, look out, Monty Budwig, look out, Paul Horn, and look out, you National Guardsmen, hey, get out of the way, here I come.
You know, one of the things I love about an artist like Mel Torme is the fact that he will take a song that was under the pop culture radar from a Broadway show and recognize its brilliance. And this is a song from Carnival, which shocks me. Not a lot of people recorded, but I'm sure glad Mel did.
Yes, Jerry Orbach sang it in Carnival, and it's a very swinging arrangement of a wonderful torch song. I think the arranger is the great big band arranger, Cy Oliver.
I look, I can see her face. I can see her face, see it everywhere. And when I close my eyes, it stays. And like a leaf whirls on a wind, around my mind it plays. If in my two hands I could hold her face while my fingertips kiss her eyes and lips and make them sing and smile and shine. But that would take two other hands, not mine. That would take two other hands, not mine. If in my two hands I could hold her face while my fingertips kiss her eyes and lips and make them sing and smile and shine. But that would take two other hands, not mine. Not mine. Her face.
Now, Eric, in addition to charm, talent, and virtuosity, one of the things you share with Mel Torme,
oh, please,
is you know how to do duets with a swinging gal. In your case, the wonderful Barbara Fasano.
That's true.
And you're going to be at Birdland on Saturdays throughout
We're going
the fall?
To be together on October 13th. We're doing a new show, which we're calling Take Love Easy, which after 14 years of marriage, we're doing our damnedest. And Take Love Easy, as you know, is an Ellington LaTouche song from Beggar's Holiday. And we're doing another tune from that score and some autumnal songs and some cheer-up songs these crazy times we're living in.
Sure.
So that's 5:30, nice and early on Saturday, October 13th.
Because you have plenty of time to go out and paint the town red.
I think so.
Or whatever you want to paint it. Okay, so here are two swinging duets, the first with Cleo Lane, and the second will knock you out with Margaret Whiting. Music by Cy Coleman, and singing, of course, by the one and only Mel Torme.
When I'm with you, I feel like a band singer. There are a few cats who sing in tune like you. I don't know anyone who can croon like you. You make it look so easy, like falling off a log. So effortless and breezy, you're velvet and I'm merely fall. I'm nothing without you, without you I lack what it takes. Unless we combine our flying, our flying, and constantly making mistakes. Without you I'm nowhere and no one, no one will recall. I'm nothing without you, without you I'm nothing at all.
A great partner, I'm so keen on you. Pull the freight, partner, I'm here to lean on you. I love your music, each note has rhythm. You are pure music, high style and jazz rhythm. How can you top a dank word? They always know the score. How much is Citibank worth? A dank worth is worth even more. I'm nothing without you. Without you I'd just disappear right into thin air, and no one would care or notice I ever was here. Without you I'm hopeless. I'm not even good for a song.
I'm nothing without you. Without you, I'd surely go wrong.
I'm nothing without you. Without you, I lack what it takes. Unless we're combined, I have half a mind to blow all my chances and breaks. I'm nowhere without you. To doubt you would always be wrong.
You've done every tune that I wanted to do.
We've settled the issue. I wish I were you.
But now we're together. Together is where we belong.
Familiar talk again, and walk again the streets you left behind. And you'll see once more the house, that welcome door, and all the things you've journeyed back to find. Dear things everywhere, if no one's there to beg you not to roam, then you might as well be lost, a star away, for you're still far.
It's Angelina. I see a face. It's Angelina. It's Angelina. Always on my mind. Like an island evergreen. A when it's stormy, I see Angelina, warm and kind, and waiting for me. And tell me, who is Angelina? And tell me why it's Angelina. It's Angelina everywhere I roam. Tell me too, why no one can compare. Can she be all that fair? So far away from home.
You
I hear a voice,
hear
it's Angelina. I see a face,
talk
it's
again.
Angelina.
And walk
it's Angelina.
Again the streets
always
you left
my
mind.
Oh, I see
you've journeyed back to find.
for me.
But through,
and tell me who
all the spell
Angelina?
Of dear
and tell me
things
why
everywhere.
It's Angelina.
If no
it's
one's
Angelina
there to beg you not
I
to roam,
tell me to why no one
well
can come here.
Can
she be all
that
far?
Moly, hard to imagine two cut songs sounding quite so wonderful, let alone as a medley.
Well, as I learned in your book, Broadway to Main Street, a lot of these records were
here's
made.
Here's another $5.
Okay. A lot of these albums were made in the tryout months, and of course, things change out of town, and that was the case. But boy, I'm so glad we have that beautiful counter melody. I think Irving Berlin would be proud of that counter melody. And I loved Margaret's part so much, Far Away from Home, it's called. That it's actually the first track on my first record ever.
Thanks, no kidding.
Thanks for asking.
Wow. I'll ask you later. So we know that Mel Torme, in addition to all his skills, was also a brilliant songwriter. And you are going to actually demonstrate that for us.
Well, of course, his most famous composition, Larry, is The Christmas Song. And it's a pretty well-known story, but I'll be mercifully brief, that it was a sweltering summer day in Toluca Lake in California. And Mel went to visit his writing partner, Bob Wells, later married to Lisa Kirk, and he let himself in and went over to the piano, and as I say, it was a hot, hot, hot day, and on the piano were four lines, a verse, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost, nippy at your nose, et cetera, et cetera, and Bob Wells came in and said, hey, man, what's this? And he said, well, to tell you the truth, it's so hot today, I wrote these lines just to cool myself off.
Mm.
25 minutes later,
$25 million
and
later.
That's true. And they knew they had to get it to Nat, and we're awfully glad they
wow.
did. So even in the lean years that Mel had in the up-and-down career, he always had that wonderful annuity.
Well, here is the B-side of, I guess, that, his next great number.
This is a great World War II song that he wrote, words and music, and it's so evocative. It's a lonesome feeling to go back home and to wander round the place. You get off the train and you search in vain for just one familiar face. Just arrived on the 710. Thought I'd see the old gang again. But you know how they come and go. I'm just a stranger in town. Everywhere, everyone I see seems to wonder who I can be. And I swear no one seems to about a stranger in town. I saw a cottage on a lonely old street. The weeds have grown round the gate. Somehow I felt that you would wait here, my sweet, but it looks like I'm too late. Guess I'll leave on the 1202. Can't believe that there's no more you. Is there nothing for me? Will I always be stranger in my own
Eric, that was just sublime. I want to order a second round of Manhattans after that. Well done. I just listening to that, it also made me aware, I could be wrong, that he tended to write music that for his own voice would fit very well. It sort of played to his strengths, right?
Interesting intervals because he really couldn't. There was very little. His facility was so astonishing that, yes, intervals are quite challenging, and of course, nothing was a challenge for Mel.
Well, thank you for helping us swing down Schubert Alley today on Broadway to Main Street. Our final selection actually has a very deep connection to the Comstock ancestry, doesn't it?
It's very interesting. I did not know this person, this relative, but I do know that genealogically speaking, all Comstocks all over the world are related. And yes, this was in the review.
Two for the show.
I didn't know this woman at all, but I do know from a genealogy of my family that all people named Comstock are related, for better and for worse.
That's a load of Comstock.
That certainly is. That even includes the hideous Anthony Comstock. You should look it up. Anyway, this woman was named Frances Comstock, and she was a Broadway actress. And in the Broadway Review, Two for the Show, she introduced this song with the wonderful Alfred Drake, and it immediately became adopted by bebop musicians and modern jazz musicians and given a very burnin' fast tempo. But Mel, surprisingly perhaps, for a jazz singer, sings it, I imagine, very close to the way it was introduced on Broadway, just a beautiful ballad.
Well, beauty and love of Broadway, what a great way to sum up our afternoon with Mel Torme, swinging down Schubert Alley. Thanks so much, Eric.
Great pleasure, Larry. Thanks so much.
Until I fell in love, my life was very easy. The moon just made it moonlight. The breeze just made it breezy. And then I fell in love, and things that once were clear, now I barely see and hear. Somewhere there's music. How faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven. How high the moon. There is no moon above. When love is far away too, till it comes true. That you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's music. It's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven. How near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until how still my heart, how high the moon.
Wow. Well, you know, we've never done this before, but they don't want Eric to leave the studio. Actually, the door is locked. So we're going to do an encore, which we've never done. So before you dive in, Eric, have you read any good books lately?
Well, there was this book. It's about how show tunes enchanted America. Are you familiar?
Yeah. Here's an even $15 for you. Now, what do you got for us?
Well, we've already heard that Mel wrote good lyrics, and as we also know, he wrote special material for the Judy Garland television show and appeared on that a lot. Here is a Mel Torme lyric only to a Jerry Mulligan melody. It's awfully pretty. It's called The Real Thing. This couldn't be the real thing. Ask me. I've been in love before. I've known the pain and the heartache, the tears. This couldn't be the real thing. Not now, not knowing what I know. Against these feelings for years, and yet this sudden weakness of knees, the absolute conviction that she's the very one to cancel all my foolish fears. How could this be the real thing? I thought I'd left that all behind. Much better safe than sorry, I swore. I stand before her, saying that I adore her. I guess I'll try the real thing once more.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.